OFM Artbeat. Artbeat.
In the OFM Artbeat, it's my absolute pleasure today to introduce you to an array of gents that have joined me in studio. The Free State Youth Wind Ensemble are here. I've got Dr. George Foster, Leon Snyman, John Smith in studio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
George, let's kick off with you. The Free State Youth Wind Ensemble. Who are you guys and what do you do?
We are an ensemble that's under the auspices of the university. We are winds, brass and percussion ensemble. About 36 community students, university students, and just community members. Anybody who plays any of the winds, brass, and percussion instruments, we rehearse every Tuesday from 5 till 7, and we have performances all over Bloemfontein and all over the country. Last month or so, we played at the Cheetah Stadium. Go Cheetahs!
And we
play anything from jazz to classical to pop, really just having a fun time playing with various genres of music.
So I saw this incredible video online recently. You guys joined hands with the United States Air Force Band. How does that even happen for, you know, a group from Bloemfontein?
By chance. No, what happened was I have a friend of mine who I studied with, Chris McGinty, and he's one of the euphonium players in the USAF band. And due to many reasons, he wasn't able to come out and do a masterclass workshop with us in Bloemfontein, which we really wanted him to come through and do because he's a phenomenal euphonium player. Then we just got the idea one day and said, hey man, why don't we just collaborate and do an online video, you know, and this will keep the kids energized and keep us working and keep us positive. And that's how it started.
Well, the song that was chosen is just so beautiful. What a wonderful world. How did this come about?
Originally, we had a few songs that we were going to do. We really wanted to do Michael Jackson's Can You Feel It, you know, that he still did with the Jackson 5, because we thought after COVID that will really, you know, give people some hope and re-energize everybody, you know, and get some positivity going. And it's quite an upbeat song as well. And but that was tied up in too many copyright issues. And Wonderful World was the second choice, and it was also the most fitting one at that time. So that's pretty much how it came about.
Leon, tell us about this video. I mean, you see these beautiful sights of Bloemfontein. You've got the Free State Youth Wind Ensemble, and then suddenly the city of Washington. How does that work?
We took it Saturday afternoon, got the whole band up onto Naval Hill and filmed a whole lot of footage of them, various subgroups and the whole group going. And we had Zita Olingo doing drone footage and so on as well. And then we went off round the corner and took the quintet out of the ensemble and just filmed them separately as well on a balcony overlooking Bloemfontein from the top of the hill. And then there was a bit of footage also that we took of some of the animals wandering past and so on as well, which they incorporated as well. Yeah, really quite special. The lot in Washington also filmed from their side, and they did the editing afterwards and put it all together. And what they did was absolutely amazing, especially things like the balcony scene, for want of a better word. They found a similar place in Washington that they put their ensemble onto. So you got this tie-in with between the two cities. It's really actually quite unique what they did.
So from an audio perspective, how do you get it so seamless? I mean, the band is playing, the music's playing, everything works, but it didn't work all at one go.
No, they sent us a guide track, which basically sort of gave the structure and the chord structures and the music, and George was overseeing that, you know, that they play the accurate notes. We recorded them individually, just played the guide track back, and we chose a venue that had enough air, I'd say, and breathing space so that we wouldn't be too confined. Put up a few sound panels, just acoustic treatment in the planetarium on top of Naval Hill, and we recorded them one by one, instrument by instrument, and then the guys in the US did an awesome job just bringing it all together, editing, mixing, and making it sound as if it's one unit. So that was really a nice experience.
George, what does this mean to your students?
To the students, I think some of them are still a bit shell-shocked. You know, the other day I got a message from Chris, and he's off WhatsApp and stuff now, so sometimes I have to open up my email to see a message from him, and the message said, dude, over 100,000 views. And I was like, yeah. What? So we were a bit shell-shocked as well. And we come to the end of the semester now, so we didn't actually have time to actually speak to our students yet. But I think our students are a bit over the world and a bit overwhelmed, you know, especially with music studies and things that's going on now.
So the Free State Youth Wind Ensemble based in Bloemfontein, where can people follow you, and what do you have planned for the rest of the year? I mean, this has really set the bar up there.
I think so, yeah. It's hard to top that one. Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook and send us messages on Facebook, and you can catch us at Free State Youth Wind Ensemble or FSYWE, or you can just swing by the university and come and look us up at the Odeon School of Music. So for the rest of the year, it's quite exciting, quite a busy and congested next few months.
Joining me this morning is George Foster, Leon Snyman, and John Smith. The Free State Youth Wind Ensemble, that video is now on the Mid-Morning Magic blog. Go check it out, ofm.co.za.
OFM Artbeat.